Good morning.
This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Let's talk about Charles Whaley. He was born in 1857. At age 22, he met and married Rose in 1881. In the dead of winter of 1889, he was in Waterville and left on snowshoes headed for Lake Chelan. Whaley liked what he saw. His wife and infant daughter joined him in the spring. Two more daughters were born in Chelan. By May 1890, he opened Chelan's first general merchandise store. The business prospered from the beginning. Rose helped to manage the store's dry goods department and was also instrumental in proving up a homestead in the 25 Mile Creek area. They built a home there and developed a fruit farm called Rosedale. By 1914, the Whaley's department store had outgrown its original space. He began the construction of the Chelan Mercantile Company, building complete with plate glass windows. Under different owners now, it still operates as Whaley's. The Whaley's were instrumental in the building of the Episcopal Church, you know, the log church with the bell tower on Wooden Avenue. Mr. Whaley died in Chelan in 1948 at the age of 91. And then there was George Pennell. Pennell came to Lake Chelan in 1902 to fulfill a contract he had to supply railroad ties for the Great Northern Railroad. The logging and tie making was in forest land located in the Holden area on Upper Lake Chelan. It must have been for the railroad that was proposed to go from Lucerne to Holden. He, his wife Elizabeth, and their 18-month-old son traveled to Wenatchee by rail, to Chelan Falls Landing by riverboat, by stage to Lake Chelan, and then by steamer up lake. In 1904, he formed a partnership with Emery Garten of Chelan and homesteaded in the valley. They established the second sawmill in Chelan. It was called the Chelan Box Factory because, in addition to milling lumber for building, they milled shook for building wooden fruit boxes. The mill prospered. Just 2 years later, in 1906, the mill employed 123 men and cut 20,000 board feet of lumber and 2,000 boxes daily. It burned down on Friday the 13th, 1913. Pennell and Garten also set up a mill on Joe Creek in Manson. It burned in a forest fire in 1917. When the lake was raised in 1927, the lakeside sawmill site was flooded. He died in 1967 at age 100. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.